Okay, everyone, thank you. So here we are for the final one of the year, going into the new year already. Can you believe how fast this year has gone? No, absolutely not. We're going to be moving out of the chaos node for this year on the winter solstice. And as is usual with these chaos nodes, it's always more intense going into and going out of it. So I want to remind everyone to be safe out there, to be alert when you're in your car especially, because cars can suddenly appear out of nowhere, not out of nowhere, out of the next parallel. And so just be cautious out there. There's also a very deep-seated depression in the planetary consensus. Some of you may have heard this, almost a kind of despair. And we're going to work on countering some of that with the energy of peace today. A lot of people are feeling hopeless about things in general, about the state of the world. And you can kind of equate it to not feeling like the train is quite on the track, you know, that things are shuddering and that they feel scary and like they're not solid. And this is very prevalent in the consensus right now. And also, of course, going around the holidays, a lot of people tend to be more depressed around the holidays anyway. But it's especially pronounced this year because, as you know, we're in a 10-year period of chaos nodes starting in 2014, concluding after 2024, and though we're not quite at the midpoint of it, there's a turning that's happening after this chaos node where we're going to be moving through some difficult times next year. So you guys say, oh, but wait, it was difficult this year. What are you saying? It's
the warm-up?
Well, this is the thing. You know, it's always a kind of a truism of the new age that the universe doesn't give you more than you can handle, and they certainly have tried to do that through expanding our capacity each year of chaos node, opening up more capacity to handle more and more change. Next year is going to require us to embrace a lot more change than we're probably comfortable with on a personal and planetary level. So the most important thing to remember with that is to not be rigid about it, to kind of be like that willow that bends in the breeze and doesn't snap. We're going to be having 6 months of integration of the last chaos node before we head into next year's in June, but as some of my clients have pointed out, as far as they're concerned, it seems chaos all the way, you know, January to December, and there's some truth to that. Because even in the integration mode, there's a sense of unsettlement because you're bringing in all of this energy from disparate parallels and things are reflecting out on the planet as well as trying to shift through all of these changes. So it's just relatively less chaotic in the first 6 months than it is in the second. There's probably going to be a lot more extreme weather events next year, much as we saw this year, but probably even more intense. In various parts of the world. Also, the seismic and volcanic activity is probably going to be much more intense, especially through what's called the Ring of Fire. We have Mount Agung erupting in Bali right now. And in a way, that if it erupts enough, it can buy us a little bit of time in global warming because the aerosols that it excretes will cool off the planet for a year or two, maybe. So that might give us a little bit of a break from this constant rise of heat. However, it also emits erupting volcanoes also emit carbon dioxide, so there's that effect. There will likely be more civil unrest, more economic and political dysfunction and disarray. So if you're really plugged into the system working a certain way, you might want to rethink that because things are going to be breaking down and reshuffling into various ways. And it's not going to be what it was. It can't be what it was if we're going to continue to incarnate here on this planet. And so I'll reiterate some of the advice the council gave back in the 1990s, which is do not attach yourself to the world that is dying. Concentrate on the world you are creating. So there's going to be parts of the old world dying very noticeably, much more so than in years prior, next year. And if you're really attached to having things the way things are, it's going to be very traumatic for you. But if you allow that this is part of the old paradigm that has to die before the new paradigm can come through, then you can focus then on what's being created rather than on what's falling away and find some peace in your heart from that. The way things ought to be, that's going to be right out the window. That's been out the window for the last couple of years, and it's going to continue to be. So you have to find a new way things ought to be rather than what you're used to. And that's going to require a lot of bravery, and it's going to require a lot of creativity on all our parts. But I feel very confident, being the idealist and optimist that I am, that we can pull this together. So with no further ado, let's get everyone into the unified field, please. By command code, Spirit, please unify the field. 1-1. 2-1. 3-2. 5-3. 8-5. 13-8. 21-13. 34-21. 55-34. 89-55. 144-89, initiate unified field. And we would like to ask that the highest level of spirit appropriate to our work today radiate forth from the center of your heart out into your unified field. And allow your unified field to extend in all directions until it touches the unified field of another on either side of you, in front of you, behind you, above and below you. So that all of us working together today, those of us present on the call and those of us that are jumping in from other places, can link in into our unified purpose of planetary service work today. Now we're going to pull back from the earth. We're going to look at it from space. And when you look at the earth from space, you'll see that it's surrounded by a network of bright, brilliant light, grid works, over and layered in incredible complexity and beauty, creating between the points shimmering geometries and fractals of intense sophistication. These are the planetary grids, and different grids hold different intentions. When you first look at them, all you see is the light. All you see is the light shining from them. Bringing our attention closer to the planet in these grids, you'll find that through these tubes of light, extending from pole to pole, extending horizontally around the girth of the planet, creating these incredible grid works, there are threads of darker light, or darkness, shadow, if you will. Now, these aren't bad things. We would call these densities. Densities that slow the flow of light through the grid works. We want you to tease out all the different layers until you focus on what we call the consensus consciousness grid, or the collective consciousness grid, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's the collective consciousness of all sentience on the planet, humans and cetaceans, but also the Devic kingdom. Everything is conscious on a living planet. Everything, in fact, is conscious in the universe. But we would say that this darkness relates less from the Devic kingdoms and more to the ensouled populations, the humans and the cetaceans. You know, these dense areas are places where fear is, fear of what's coming, fear of what is. It's also where sadness and grief, confusion, anger, unforgiveness, the essence of polarity that separates one from another, the great karmic monad of oneness separation is represented in this density. And it extends from pole to pole and around in every part of the earth, a kind of dark pulse under the bright light that runs through the lines of the grid. we would ask you to take your collective attention to these places of darkness, starting at the North Pole, where there's a confluence of grids together to create a kind of a circular formation. You'll see that there's a pool of it underneath the light, and the density always drops lower than the light because it's not as high a vibration. You might have to dive into the light to find the darkness beneath, kind of like the dark ocean underneath the white ice cap that you might find at the pole right now. We want you to find and identify this density. And through our collective unified field, we are going to beam some rays into this. These rays are going to be divine peace, divine liberty, divine grace, divine victory, and the unconditional love of the Source. We want you to see this light that you are carrying move into these denser areas of light, the pole. And as you saturate these denser strands of light, these darker strands, they will start to rise in vibration, and they will start to match the brighter light above them and float up into them. We start at the poles, and then we work our way down through the latitudes to the South Pole and across and around. But we start from here. Feeding the peace, the victory, the liberty, divine love, divine grace. Feeding it into this light, that it becomes a unity of all light, white light, like what rises above it, all the different strands becoming one. When you combine pigments together, they become black. When you combine light together in all the different colors, it becomes white. Two sides of the same thing. And the pigment can be seen as the massive density that you would find on the physical plane. It seems when you put everything together, it's dark, but it actually contains within it all the other colors as well, all of the other hues, all of the other tones. It is as complete in itself as the white light that you see floating above it. And pulling all of those different strands of light from the darker strands, we will create a lightness that floats. By applying light to it, we bring it from the third dimension into the higher dimension. We transmute it this way. And then we bring it back down into the third dimension, transformed. Spreading this light around the bottom of the pole, we want you to visualize it streaming out from this point at the top of the pole of the planet through all the lines that extend out from it in a vertical orientation down in the longitudinal lines down to the South Pole, one after the other, after the other, after the other, like sectioning an orange. Once you spread that little bit of light, it spreads very quickly, and you can spread it all along each line of the grid down to the South Pole, down to the South Pole. Spread. We will now bring our collective attention to the South Pole, where we will do a similar process, where the density below the light, we transform by the application of the rays, holding your unified fields together for us in the other dimensions to beam these rays through. Raising its vibration, transmuting it, transcending dimensions. And from the South Pole, bring that light up around the bottom of the planet and up. And as it rises up, up and around the Earth, all of the latitudinal lines, the horizontal lines, light up with this white light. Up and up. The equator up. Bringing it higher. Up into the south, from the south into the North Pole. Up through the higher latitudes of the north and into the North Pole from the south. This is the collective consciousness grid again that we are working with, and just the collective consciousness grid of the planet. Now, by doing this, does that mean that the dark and the shadow goes away? Of course not. What we're doing with this is we are reminding those dense areas of the collective consciousness that they are divine, that we are one. And that unconditional love and all of the light that that entails is the birthright of every being in the universe. Whatever their earthly challenges might be, all of us have essential sparks that are part of the great light of the one source, that we are all divine, and what we do is of divinity, whatever it might look like to ourselves and others. That there is no part of us, nothing that we do, that we are, that is not part of divinity, because that would be impossible. And that we can love all of these parts of ourselves and others, even as we try to heal them, to bring them to a higher expression. The choice to heal doesn't imply that something is broken or damaged or wrong, only that it needs to come to wholeness. The shadow and the light married together in a perfect balance, creating the beautiful tapestry of creation. Now that we have lightened up this consensus grid, we would like you to hold the collective unified field together, for we are going to send telepathic transmissions into it. Transmissions much like what we have been speaking to you. So that from the very core of the beings comes the knowledge of who and what they are. That they are sparks of the divine, that they are part of the source, part of the whole, part of the oneness of creation in the universe. Next month and years, as these chaos nodes progress, will be opportunities for each and every one of you incarnate on the planet to decide what is important to you, what is important in your communities, in your politics, in your economics, in your relationship to each other, whether that be to your neighbor, to your closest friend, to other nations, to the other life with which you share this planet? What will that relationship be? Much of the next millennia will be all about defining relationship, because it will be very firmly a mature soul planet. And those are the concerns of a mature soul planet. What are the existing relationships, and how can those relationships be deepened and improved so that we may communicate with each other? More and more methods of communicating to each other and the world around you will be devised in the next 1,000 years. Old karmic conflicts between nations and ethnic groups, old Western conflict between man and nature. All of these are to be healed. This is a great time to be on Earth. This is a pivotal time to be on Earth. And each and every one of you that is participating here with us has a deep conscious spiritual awareness that you came here in service to the transition of this planet into another expression. Above and beyond whatever you came here to do on a more personal development level as far as the soul is concerned, everyone also came with a higher directive to aid this transition. Every one of you here. This is something that you have done on other planets as well, your essence, in other cycles. And there are skills that you could bring to bear. But we would remind you that it is nothing that you have to do, that it arises out of your beingness and the energy that you share with others around you. One of the reasons we promote the unified field to assist you in doing your work here, because the unified field will spread the influence of your energy further than you can imagine. Not only every being you touch, but every being that person touches, and so on and so on, until the planet is nothing but a webwork of light. We have said before, and we will say again, one of our goals as a council is to promote a unified field around the planet. When there are a certain number of you able to hold a unified field, even scattered across the globe as you might be, you will create the unified field around the planet together, collectively, hold it, maintain it. That is what is going to preserve your planet for yourselves and for future generations, for your own future incarnation. While still preserving the vitality and the integrity of the planet of which you are part. And it is not man versus nature, and it never has been. That has only been a perception. Man is nature and could not be any other way. The breakdown, even having a word that separates you from all life, would be a great work to accomplish in a generation. But there is only one life and beingness here in a multitude of forms. And that we are all of us, on every dimension, every planet, every galaxy and every universe, participating in the creation of greater consciousness for sure. A consciousness that has no limits. And we're only getting started. We're only getting started. Now, we would like to inform you that there is a way that you can tap into the collective consciousness grid of the planet. In fact, you are in it, whether you signed up for it or not. You are part of this collective consciousness grid. And because of that, all of you who are very sensitive and empathic are going to be feeling waves of energy coming from it. We want to remind you that you can ride this energy without being overwhelmed by it. The invention of your internet was a modeling in technology of a collective consciousness or a group mind process on this planet. In the next 1,000 years, you will be part of, more consciously part of, a group mind on the planet. It's not a hive mind. It's not the same thing. It will be facilitated by technology, but it will not ultimately be a technological construct. It will be organic, connecting mind to mind. But obviously, as you've probably noticed simply by navigating on the internet, there are areas that are kind of dark and that you might not want to hang out in very often. That's all right. Just as you've learned to navigate away from those, you can ride the waves, and waves they are, of the ebb and flow of the collective mind, the group mind. When you want to practice doing this, we suggest that you go into the unified field. And as you see, you can visualize this grid work going from pole to pole, latitudinally and longitudinally, creating this Cartesian grid around the planet. Isolating it as the group mind grid, and simply jump on wherever you happen to be and go surfing. As if you were literally on a surfboard, surfing around the rocks, surfing up the waves, areas that you want to check in on, areas that you want to tap into. It can be useful information to know what the collective is deciding, and it's very sophisticated when it's a collective like this. There's a lot more intelligence in what one of your philosophers called the noosphere or the mind sphere of this planet than you can even imagine yet. You can get information from anywhere on the planet this way. Very useful. But you can also, as many of you are involved in healing in some level, either consciously or unconsciously, take the temperature of what's going on in your community. And just as we have done and directed you in this last process, send light into that local area to help lift it up a little bit so that the people around you might feel a little less depressed, a little less frightened, a little less uncertain and angry and separate and alone and not God. Remind them who they are. And in doing that, you will remind yourselves. Now, holding your unified fields together, we are going to keep relaying rays into this collective mind grid of the planet. Not because the denser, darker areas are wrong, just in the areas where they're blocking flow. There'll be other areas where you will feel directed to leave it alone because it's working out some sort of process that's important. But going from the north to the south, from the east to the west, allowing your consciousnesses to flow through these tunnels of light as if you were inside them, coursing at the speed of light, the fiber optic network north to south, east to west, pausing where you see there's need for repair and healing, and whipping by where it's still working itself out. You'll still see this denser energy, these areas of darkness. But the more you run the light through, the clearer and the cleaner the flow will tend to be. We're not trying to get rid of the darkness. That would be impossible and not even desirable. What we are trying to do with this exercise is to make sure that the flow is smooth and it doesn't jag up anywhere or get blocked anywhere. Make sure that those areas of density don't interrupt the flow of the collective mind. North to south, east to west at the speed of light. The energy of divine grace, silver ray, bring that in your wake as you surf through these lines. The energy of divine peace with its nacreous, beautiful iridescent light like the inside of an abalone shell. Saturate that as well. Liberty of very intense green, a green like you don't find on earth, a green unearthly. Let liberty roll through each line in your wake. Harmony, cool blue harmony. Let harmony flow. Victory, kind of bronze red, with victory coming your wake. Fall down the gold ray, the glittering gold ray of divine wisdom, the knowing that everything is one. Weave that in the wake of your flight through each line, east to west, north to south, up and down, like you're weaving a strand in and out, warp and weft through. The copper ray of connection, let copper, brilliant copper, move in your wake as you fly through these lines. Beautiful turquoise ray, ray of the seventh dimension, let it fly, let it flow. Sparkling, moving from green to blue and back again, all these colors and shades in between, blue and green, light robin's egg blue to incredible teal green, all of the range. Bring it through, weave it through, like weaving a thread through the warp and the weft. Weaving a tapestry of light. And in honor of Christmas, we bring the ray of the collective Christ, Christ consciousness, the ray of the sixth dimension in the messianic plane, the fuchsia ray of divine unity. Let's bring it through. The exultant, transcendent fuchsia ray. The love here is not soft, it is fierce and all-consuming. And when it meets your heart, you have no choice but to open to it and become one with it. When you feel stressed during this month, and you will, especially because of the people around you, of which all of you have compassion and sensitivity, tap in the collective where you've woven all of these different rays together. Just tap it for a second and channel it through your unified field and spread it around you. Carry it with you where you go. Spread it to those you encounter. Peace, love, victory, liberty, harmony, grace, unity, above all unity. We thank you for your work. You may detach your fields from each other, but always are connected. Thank you for your service here and everywhere. Okay, guys. Whew. Now I'm going to tap into that grid. That grid we just built, that's a nice one. All these beautiful colors. You can stay away from the freaks and clown costumes over in that other sector. All the crazy stuff that you avoid on the internet. Just get the stuff you like. Just download that and share it around, because people are going to really need us. And we're light workers. And we're old souls. And part of our task is to help the younger ones not lose it. So during this holiday season, let's do our jobs with joy, gratitude, ease, and grace. I love you guys. Merry Christmas to you all.
Love you.
Love you. Merry
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Talk to you guys.
Thank you
so much for your great work this year.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah too. Happy everything. Kwanzaa, all of it. Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Good night. Love you.
Thank you, Susanna.